It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Send an email to the other side of the world and the recipient gets it. A website based in Australia, you can pull it up right away. But if you want a doctor to have records from when you lived in another city, it's like you have to hire a donkey to carry paper charts over the mountains or something. The Obama administration has outlined a program to change that, but five medical organizations are getting started early. Wednesday, they announced a system to create and share electronic medical records. Dr. John Noseworthy is president and CEO of the Mayo Clinic, one of the groups involved.
One of the problems in this country, as you know, is that healthcare is very, very fragmented. We found this when we went across the country and interviewed patients from the Mayo Clinic Health Policy Center. And most doctors don't know what the other doctors know about the patient that's in their office. This will help one day bring that all together.
So this is five health organizations. Can this system scale to the rest of the country?
That's our goal.
What's it going to take to get there?
Well, it's going to take a lot to get there, but we as not-for-profit providers are going to pioneer this going forward. We've been in this for a long time. All five organizations have, and we just feel we should work together to make this happen more quickly.
For these guys to start sharing data, it's a nice model.
Ashish Jha is a professor of health policy and management at Harvard School of Public Health.
But whether this is going to inspire the mom and the pop sort of physician office in rural Kansas to then get on electronic records and start sharing data, I'm much more skeptical of that.
Ashish says there are many reasons a national electronic medical record system doesn't exist, but you can start with the money.
These systems are very expensive, and doctors and hospitals typically have to bear the brunt of those costs. And yet, if there are savings to be had, they typically go to the insurance company or the government, when the government is the payer. And the second issue is that these systems are very disruptive to put in. You know, doctors are very good at using the pen and paper. And what they find is that when they put in an electronic record for 6 months or up to a year, they're much less efficient. It just takes them a while to get used to the new system. And many doctors are nervous about that. I mean, you know, anytime somebody walks in and says, hey, we want you to do your job very, very differently, it's going to make you less productive and it's going to cost you a lot of money. But don't worry, because insurance companies might reap the benefits of that. That has not been a great selling proposition to most doctors.
As for when the medical industry will go electronic, you know, like every other business in the country has, Ashish says it'll be a while. The software isn't there.
We're really at a very basic set of coding standard stuff. I don't actually have any reason to think that in the next 10 years we're going to get to a point where all these electronic records are going to be able to share information seamlessly with each other. At best, I think we're going to see pockets of connectivity, kind of like what we see with these five organizations. But the vision of a, you know, I get on a plane from Boston, I go to LA, and the hospital is going to be able to easily pull up my record, I think is at least a decade away.
Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
90% of people in Armenia lost internet service recently for 12 hours.
Government censorship?
Guess again.
Hackers?
No, it was a 75-year-old woman in the Republic of Georgia foraging for copper wire.
Right, it's always one of those three: censorship, hackers, or elderly copper foragers.
So this fiber optic cable providing internet for most of Armenia and much of Georgia was buried beneath this woman's home, and she broke it accidentally while she was digging. Now she faces up to 3 years in jail.
Any penalties for whoever decided to put 90% of a country's internet access in one wire near some lady's house?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think would be an appropriate punishment?
I know. They have to spend the rest of their life using an AOL dial-up connection on a 14.4 modem. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.